So we're going to come out now to Ephesians in chapter 3 and verses 14 to 19. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us, to him be glory in the church in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. That's Paul writing to the Ephesian church. And Paul had an encounter right there with God when his name was Saul and he was on the road to Tarsus. He was Saul of Tarsus and he was on the road to Damascus. And he was a mighty, mighty educated man. And here he was. He knew the scriptures. He was one who was persecuting the Christians. And right there on that road, in Acts 9, we see the encounter of God when he comes in his power and he calls him. And he goes blind and he can't see. Blind eyes are open in the physical and the spirit today of what God can do in his mighty power. Paul was awakened to the power of God, and Paul changed many people's lives. He wrote many letters in the word that we can read about. And we want to pick up today on the power and the connection of the Holy Spirit. How can we become effective in our walk with the Lord? First of all, we must recognize and connect with the Holy Spirit and his amazing power. A couple of weeks ago, a few Sundays ago, I was getting ready to come to church. I had my hair dryer on, just out of the shower, drying my hair, and suddenly, bang, it stopped working. My immediate thought was, oh no, this hair's going to be really wild. How am I going to dry it? And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. I have a second option. I have my little travel hair dryer. I don't have to worry about it. And I started to think there, do we see the Holy Spirit and the power of the Spirit as a second option? You see, the travel hair dryer, it worked, but it wasn't as good as my big main hair dryer. It didn't have that same power. But when that hair dryer disconnected, I started to think, how much am I really connected in my day-to-day with you, Lord? How much are we connected with our daily, daily walk with God? Or do we disconnect and maybe we don't even realize it? We can go about our daily business and we maybe don't actually realize that we're not really bringing God into very much of our lives for that day. We can go and operate in our intelligence. We can go and operate in things we've done before and natural abilities that come until we come into situations that we think, oh, I need God, and we connect in the power. We know God wants us living in the power of his Spirit 24/7. He wants us to be supernatural people who move in the power of God, and we don't forget the Spirit, and we don't look back to the second option, or we think everything's okay. And I think, you know, we could do church today, everything's okay. But God, you know, God the Father is good, and even I think my dad in heaven even has a sense of humour. Because as soon as I walked in that door this morning, the first thing that Donald was saying was, your power's not connected for the guitar, Mike. I don't think the power's working. And straight away I thought, there's God's getting our attention again. Is the power working in your life that demonstrates the goodness of God, the love of God, the connection with God that you have? Is there something in you that people look at and they know that you're different? And it has to be because you've got that power of God working in us. We have this amazing power of the Spirit available to us. He gives the Spirit without measure, it says in John 3:34. That Spirit is always flowing, that river flowing. We need a connection point. And I was thinking about this, and Steve and I went to Ireland, and we were doing a healing room conference one weekend. And a man came up in a wheelchair. They brought him up in a wheelchair. And I came up to pray for him, and I says, "What would you like prayer for?" as he sat in his wheelchair. He told me his name was Paddy. I says, "Paddy, what's your name?" He says, "Paddy, what do you want prayer for?" He says, "I want to walk again." Do you know, right there, I just prayed for him. My hands started going. I touched his feet, and the power of God hit into Paddy's life and into right where he was sitting right there. And he got up and he walked to the back of the room. By the evening meeting, he came up. He gave me a big hug, kissed me in the cheek, and he says, "I not only can walk," he says, "but I met Jesus today in this place." See, that Ethiopian eunuch, he was reading the scriptures. He was getting the power into him. He was meeting Jesus. And that is for every single one of us. Every single one of us can have a power encounter of the Holy Spirit to connect people to God or be connected. And right there, Paddy was just meeting with Jesus and he got totally healed. Paddy had been working on his farm and he'd had an accident. He'd come off his tractor and he couldn't walk. He couldn't work. He wanted to work. And God just touched his life right there. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know, there's nothing any different from me as you. You could have been the same one who just was praying for Paddy right at that moment when the Spirit connected. But it's activating the Spirit within us. You know, he says, you would in the inner man. What's our inner man? Our inner man is our very being. God wants to come in today into your very being. He was using that hairdryer illustration for me just to see how easily we can become disconnected by the power. But actually, we're looking at the outside all the time and we're maybe like feeding the man and we're having our breakfast or we're combing our hair or we're brushing our teeth and we're doing all the things for that. But what about what's inside in our very being? Are we staying connected? Are we strengthening the inner being? It says that you would be strengthened by power in your inner being. What are you doing today with your inner being and your inner soul? Where are you at today with God? God wants to activate that power. And if you don't know him, he wants to release the goodness of God into your life so that you get to know that power and you get to live that life that is life in all its fullness. It's the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and has incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is the same mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. We need to awaken, saints, to the power that is in us. That power that took Jesus, raised him from the dead, took him right out the tomb of death and gave resurrection life. What are you needing in your life today that needs resurrected? Is it the hope to what you've been called to? Is it the confidence to speak to people, to witness, like we've heard about with Claire with our message? Is it the power that you can go and lay hands on the sick and see them recover? When God speaks, people are healed, captives are set free, the deaf hear, the blind see. That's what we're about today. We're not here on a Sunday morning just to sit and have everything, and then we come back next Sunday morning, we listen to the service. It's a power encounter 24/7. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, he wants to encourage your heart today, and he wants you to know the power, and he wants you to set the captives free. And if you don't know him, he wants you to get to know this life. This life that was raised from the dead, this life that was sacrificed on the cross for your forgiveness of your sins. Paul prayed we'd be rooted in love, the Father's love, Jesus' love, and the Holy Spirit is the power that deepens that love in us. Or that we would be rooted in the love of Christ Jesus, that we'd grasp how high, how wide, how deep, how long is his love for us. And we get to know that. We get to know that with the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead that comes and lives in us. When you get to know Jesus, when you are born again, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, the Holy Spirit comes and lives within you. He leaves the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. He leaves it within us, and we can activate that, and we can get to know what God is doing. Jesus could only do what he saw the Father doing, it says in John 5. What do you see the Father doing in your life today? Has the power maybe got out a little bit? Has your lamp maybe dimmed a little bit? Or have you disconnected? When we're connected to the power source, we're rooted deep in our inner being, but we can disconnect from our reliance in God and the power of the Spirit without even realizing it. Did you come here today connected? Did you come here today awakened? Did you come here today to the reality of what God can do in your life? God chose you. He chose you. He chose you to go and bear much fruit. How do we bear much fruit? By remaining in him. He is the vine and we are the branches. We want to remain in him. We want to stay connected. Don't choose the second option and maybe the third or the fourth option. Whatever option you think is easier to you. Because sometimes it seems an easier option just to go along in your daily life. And sometimes some of us are living a life that we're actually just struggling to live a daily life. There's so many things in our life that can cause us to disconnect from God. But God is love and God's power is real. I have seen God's power in many things. We see the Spirit move without measure. Without measure, that's exceedingly, abundantly, immeasurably, more than we can ask, think, and imagine. Without measure isn't just this line from here to here. Without measure isn't just a couple inches that maybe we just let God just take his little measuring tape for us. Okay, that's enough. And step back. Without measure is the fullness of God. Without measure is what Jesus came to give, life in abundance. Fullness, life to the full, living life in abundance, living life in the power. Living life in the power of the Spirit brings activation into your life. It gets you to do things. It motivates you. It awakens your whole heart and spirit. Grasp hold of the power. Connect with God. Hold on. Even if you're just holding on with your one finger, hold on and don't disconnect and come into the reality of what the power of God can come. When the power of God came into that tomb and Jesus was raised from the dead, we all get saved. The sick are healed. The demons are fleeing. The blind eyes are seeing. The deaf are hearing. It's all there. It's all there for us. And we can take hold of it. Are we? Are you? Are we keeping continually connected to the fullness of God's Spirit and power? Or do we settle for the lesser option? I'll leave you to ponder that today. Are you connecting with the ability of the power of the Holy Spirit? Are you connecting to the Word of God that you can read all about this, that it can come alive? Are you a connected person? Or have you disconnected? Are you connected to God? Or have you disconnected? Have you ever been connected to God that you know that power within you? If you've never truly known the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ within your life and you want to connect to Jesus as the Lord of your life, we heard last week from Ali about the connecting and the cost of being a disciple. Are you willing to surrender to Jesus as Lord of your life? Are you willing to surrender to Jesus as Lord of your life so that you can have that connected power of the Holy Spirit that can change others around you, that can activate the Spirit, that can have the fullness, that can see healing, can bring forgiveness, can set captives free? What are you connected to right now? And maybe there's some things in your mind, in your thought pattern, and how you see yourself that you're connected to, that you would be better disconnected to. And what are you connecting to? Are we as a church continually connected to the fullness of God's Spirit and power? Or do we settle for the lesser option? So, Father, today we come to you. We come to you today, Father, and we acknowledge, Father, that you are Lord over all. We acknowledge, Father, that you have got a good plan for us to prosper us and not to harm us. We acknowledge, Father, that without you we are nothing. We acknowledge, Father, that power, the power of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we ask right now that you would glorify Jesus in our midst, that you would glorify Jesus in our lives, that we would be, Lord, just so closely connected with you, that we would know and we would see and we would connect, and we would connect to your love, we connect to your amazing, mighty power. And we thank you, Lord, that we have that Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. And we want to see it activated more and more and more in our lives, Lord, in our church, in our families, Lord, in this city and in this nation. So, Holy Spirit, we come. We come and we ask that you would just show yourself in the reality of the living God right here in this place right now. Holy Spirit, come and glorify Jesus in every single one of our lives. Holy Spirit, your work here is to glorify Jesus, and we want a power encounter. We want to be changed, Lord. We want to be changed. We don't want to be going from here, Lord, just in our mundane lives, Lord. We want to see your Spirit activated, and we want to see the sick here, Lord, and Lord God, all those who are hurting, Lord, and Lord, who need healing of the mind, Lord, and of their hearts and their souls. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are mighty. You are mighty, and your power is at work. Your power is at work. So we choose today, Lord, to be a people who are connected to the power, the amazing power, and the love, and the goodness, and the encounter of our God, our good, good Father. So today I pray that you here together, we would be encountering the living God, that we would be rooted and established deep in the love of Christ Jesus, that together we would know how long, how high, how wide, how deep is your love for us, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.